Good morning. Happy Father's Day, y'all. Have you got big plans for the day? I hope you do, in one way or another. Spend some time with your family. Sometimes we're just able to reflect and to think about days that have done gone by and good times and memories of fond things that's happened in our lives and how our fathers have been so inspirational in our lives and still are, you know. Just maybe because they went on to go home doesn't mean that that we still don't follow the things that they taught us, the things that they instilled within us. And we should be thankful for that, that we've been privileged to have men of God that were willing to be fathers and to teach us. I enjoyed all the singing tonight, but we really always enjoy Brother Ricky's songs, and I don't know if I've ever heard that one before, but how true that is. God has been so good to us. He has, in what He's done to us and for us and our families and with each other, and I hope that you're appreciative today of what the Lord does for you. I really hope you do. I hope you don't take things for granted. I know maybe at times we all do to some degree. You know, I didn't thank Him this morning for getting up and still and being able just to get up this morning and to breathe. And there's just so many things that we just do instinctively, but just instinctive to us. It's because God allows it, because He lets it take place. And I hope that we realize that. I didn't think a whole lot about that whenever I was lost, walking around out here in this world. Not living the way that I was supposed to live, thinking that he had the power to take the very breath from me. But yet, even in all of my iniquity, in all of my sin, in all of my trespasses, He chose not to, because He loves me. And He loves you, my friend. And whoever that you are, whatever that you need in your life, the Lord has it for you. If we'll just break down and accept that and realize that and come to Him and acknowledge it, He's more willing and able to just hand it to you and give you exactly what it is that you need in life to have a fulfilling life, to have a joyful life. You may have a joyful life now. I'm not saying that you don't. There's a lot of pleasure in this world. There really is, and a lot of beauty, and just however that you visualize and your perspective in life a lot of times. But I tell you, you really take it from somebody that knows and so many others that know. We really don't begin to know what it is to live until we know Jesus in our life, until He abides within our soul. We don't have a clue really about life and its purpose and its reason and its being and what our reason and purpose and being is also. There's no way to fully understand that and grasp that until you have a relationship with a man named Jesus. So I hope today that if you haven't, that today you might make a choice and choose wisely and choose for the Lord. Again, we have just a little scripture here we're going to read. And with it being Father's Day, we've kind of got a title, I guess it would be. It would be a Faithful Father. A Faithful Father. And we can think about that and look at that as our Heavenly Father and also as our earthly fathers. Because in order for things to be able to be consistent, to be able to be uplifting, faithfulness is key. And we know that the Lord's faithful. We know that. There's no doubt about that at all in our mind, in our thinking. We know the Lord is faithful. But we need to look at ourselves as fathers today. And make sure that we are, just as the song that he would sing, that those that are watching me, are they seeing Jesus in me? Are they seeing Him in my life? Is that what is radiating out of me so that they can make a choice in their life one day soon? And whenever they get older, then they'll be taught those attributes and those things that they need to do in order to be that witness and to be that person to have a testimony that can change somebody's life. Isn't that an awesome thing to think about, that with God's help we have the power within Him to help people to change their life. Change their life for a little while? No, forever and forever, for eternity. We have an influence in that. We have just as much as we desire of it, if we desire it at all. Sometimes we get a little busy in this world. We do. And sometimes a lot of things come upon us. But a faithful father. We're going to first read the 124th Psalm. Don't get alarmed. It's only 8 verses. Now, you would have got alarmed if I said 119th Psalm, wouldn't you? You thought, well, we're going to be here for a few hours. But no, 124th Psalm. Just think about what this says. I love how those first two verses begin, because, my goodness, of course, think about that in your own life. It says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters hath overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. We're also going to have you turn at this time to the third chapter of Lamentations. And this is one of my favorite scriptures, because there's times in life where hope just don't seem to be there sometimes. Sometimes things get really distressing and things really get difficult in life, and it's just part of living, part of being a human being, is just living with adversity and difficult situations and not understanding so much and wondering why a lot of times, why the things are the way that they are, why that they happen the way they happen. You know, I thought about that this morning a little bit when we was looking through our Facebook a little bit. We know how to log on and get a hold of that. Maybe just one step up from Jimmy, maybe. But we got on there today and seen some news that was sad. It really was. We'd seen where Brother Gary Henderson's son had passed away. And I figure that's probably why Mamie's not here today. But I can't begin to imagine, because he said that he was there at his side. And I just cannot begin to imagine sitting there with your son or any of your children and to watch them have to go through something like that. But faithfulness, oh my goodness, it's going to make a difference in people's lives if we're willing. If we're willing. Over here in Lamentations, we know that there's always issues going on with Israel. They have some difficult times. They have some problems. They didn't want to listen. They wanted their own way. They wanted to do things what was most beneficial to them. And it got them into a lot of trouble. It got them in a lot of trouble. But here, I always like what Jeremiah had to say here about all the things that he just describes about what happened, what was going through, the adversity, the hopelessness that he felt at that time for Israel and for that people. But then he says this, beginning in the 21st verse of the third chapter of Lamentations. It says, as what he has just previously said, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Those things that are so necessary in life, when we think about faithfulness, and we think about how God is just so faithful to us in all that we do. We read over here in the Psalms about how the so many things could have just overtaken us. So many things could have overtaken him. So many things could have overtaken us in our life and consumed us and had their part in our life and could have just done us away, just emptied us. But the Lord seen fit to guard us and protect us and to keep his loving arms and hands upon us and keep us from the harm of this world. The faithfulness of God, and I want us to make sure that we relay this to us as fathers today when we look out and when we see our families, when we see our children. What is it that they are observing? What it is that they see in me? What is it that they see in you? Isn't that the most important thing, is what we leave behind? What legacy do we leave? What inspiration do we leave? What influence do we leave in this world? Especially and particularly to those of our family, to those that we love and that we want to have the very best for them. How faithful are we to them in the ways that we need to be whenever difficult situations come? Just as we spoke of this today about Brother Gary's son, I mean, when difficult times come, I mean, it would be easy maybe when things are so hard just to try to block them out and to go another way. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people allow influences in life, and they allow those things that are difficult to deal with, and they just refuse to handle them. They run another road. They run another path. They don't show the influence that they could have in life. And it is very needful, my friends. There's so much in these scriptures here about being able to transition what the Lord is to us and what we need to be for those that are around us. It's, as the song would say, I really enjoy that song because it right along with what it was that we had to preach this morning. About passing something along. About being what it is that we should be. Because it has a power, my friends. It's got a power that can change people's lives. And that is the most important thing. The faithfulness of God in your life. Can you reflect? Can you remember? I'm sure David, as in the psalm that we would read, could remember so many times of the things that had happened in his life. How God was there. He was there in the good times, and he was there also for him in the bad times. He was there with him whenever he was doing right, and he was there with him also whenever he was doing wrong. And in both circumstances, in both cases, he was very faithful to David with rewards and with lifting him up and with exalting him. But at the same time, in that very same man's life, the man that was after the very heart of God, and that was his desire, that's what he wanted, the very same man also had difficult things. He failed at times. And you know what? God was faithful in those moments to him also, because difficult things happened. We have to realize that we have a lot of control over what happens to us because we have choices to make. Can you remember some things in your life about the faithfulness of God? And all that I can really reflect upon whenever I think about that. And of course, Israel here and over in Lamentations, they had good reason. Jeremiah had good reason to write the things that he wrote because they were distressed. They had been taken a captive. There were some things that was going on within them. It seemed hopeless to them. It seemed like there was no way that they were going to escape this. It was their own fault, but they thought there was just no way that they could get out of this. Jeremiah reminded them that it was God's faithfulness for him to do what it was that he did. But at the same time, God's faithfulness is renewed every single day. Every morning, his mercies and his compassion is given to each and every one of us. It's renewed every morning. Great is thy faithfulness unto his people, unto his children. There was much going on at that time. There was much distress and problems. But we have to see past those things. We have to look farther than that. Because we have to look, because sometimes when it seems hopeless, you can get pretty down out. We can get pretty low whenever things seem like it's just not going to turn around. It's been like this for time and time and time, and it just doesn't seem like there's going to be an out with it. We have to look a little bit down the road. We got to look past what can be, or what will be, or what we hope and what we pray to be. But you know where you can also look? Look behind. Look and see what God has done. And remind yourself of that. Remind yourself of the faithfulness of the Lord in your life. Now, I've wrote down a few things, and all that I can really write down is things that happened to me in my life. I don't know a whole lot about yours, but you need to remember these things. These things will get us through difficult times and problems in our life. Because when there's no hope sometime, we got to remember a day that when hope was great, when it was there, when it was real. I remember a time whenever I was getting ready to leave a job. Had a difficult time at this place of employment. Worked there for 13 years. And I know everything just happens perfectly because the Lord knows what He's doing. But we'd been there for 13 years, probably making the most money that we've made in our whole life. And some problems were happening in this place. Some things that I just couldn't deal with. Well, I ended up quitting that job. And of course, we walked so blindly. And I reflect back and I think about at those moments and those times as we progress through that occurrence, how that you don't know anything that's going to happen in front of you a lot of times. You just don't know. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to react. You don't know where to turn to at times. And you know why? Because you don't need to a lot of times. You need to hold on. You need to be faithful to Him. Well, we left that job, and we had a friend of ours named Mike Brown. And not too long before I left this job, he had some problems at his job. And he'd been working there for 20 plus years. And he decided that he just couldn't deal with what the situation was that was going on. So he left that job and he went to work for a place called Foreman Enterprises. He knew a lot of people there. He grew up with them, knew them all of his life. Well, he was helping me out a little bit and trying to get me a job over there. And, you know, whenever you're comfortable in your life and everything's going well and the greenback don't look too bad, well, whenever things start changing, you start wondering, well, how in the world are you going to survive? How are you going to, I was looking at taking a $5 on the hour cut. Now think about that in the natural sense. Think about that whenever bills start coming in. How in the world are you going to suffer an $800 a month loss and still survive? How are you going to do that? Now here, you're still looking blindly because you don't know what's going to come down the road. You don't know what's going to happen. Well, they hired me there. And actually, they hired me making more money than a lot of people that were already there working. Now, how that happened, I don't know. I didn't know a clue. Didn't have a clue about what I was going to do when I got there. Didn't know nothing about machine work. Didn't know nothing about rebuilding hydraulic cylinders. Just hired me up out of the blue, making more money than a lot of people that was already working there. Well, you see, there was a reason for all this. Because I had a pretty good boss over there. Had a pretty good boss. His name was Randall Burns. Didn't know him before this. May have heard of him. May have seen him, but didn't know him. Didn't have no intention of doing anything special there. I'm just going there just to try to survive. Try to raise my family. Well, we got to talking to Randall. Wow. The Lord did so much. So much in that year. It was amazing how that he worked in the lives of people that was around us. And it's amazing how that he worked in the lives of Randall and Valerie, and that he was so helpful. And again, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. That's why we have to be faithful to him as he is faithful to us. And to be willing to sometimes step out on whenever things don't look right. When things look kind of hopeless and you don't know how it's going to work. You still got to step out and you still got to move forward as the Lord would direct you. Even though you may not understand. Well, we worked there for about a year before that. Eventually we came here. We worked there for about a year and got to know Randall so well. Got to talk to him. Being my boss, you know, his job was to keep me working. Keep me working. Most of the time, a lot of the time, he would come out and we'd get in conversations about church, about the Lord, about him and changing his life. And he would just stay there and talk. I'm looking around for his boss thinking, man, we're going to get in trouble. Because we would take some considerable amount of time just to talk. Well, you know, while we were there, he didn't get saved then. But one thing did happen. I think it was he ended up going to a Shiloh church for the first time. And I think it had been like 16 years since he had been to church. And we got him to go over to Shiloh one time when we was preaching over there. Boy, I wanted to see him walk that aisle so badly that night. But you know, I was so thrilled that not too long after we left there and came here that we got a phone call. Labor pays off, my friends. Working for the Lord pays off. Being faithful to God has results. We've just got to be willing to be faithful to him. Be willing to step when he says step, and when he says jump, jump. Do all that you can for him. Do whatever that you can. Well, you know what's happened? It's just how everything falls exactly right. I come here after a year. Well, not too long after I come here, Mike Brown, he ends up getting his job back at the place that he worked at for 20-something years after they straightened their problems up. The Lord just fit everything right back into its perfect shape. Right where everything needed to be. Now, believe me, the day that I walked out of the other job, those were not my thoughts. I didn't know what was going to happen. But the one thing that I did know, even though it looked hopeless sometimes, I knew that God was going to take care of us. And I knew that. Never doubted that. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's significant, $800 a month. Didn't miss it at all. How do you not miss that? The Lord takes care of things. He takes care of things. God is faithful to us, my friends. He is faithful to us. Are we, fathers, are we faithful to God? Are we faithful to him in passing down what it is that is the most precious treasure that we have in our life? And it's not going to be... It's not going to be that great will that's going to tell them how much they're going to get after we're gone. I'm telling you that there's something right now that we have to give to them that is going to change their life forever, and it'll make that will not seem anything. Because what heaven is to gain? How can you compare anything to that? How can you compare salvation to anything? How can you compare changing the lives of those that you love for better? To find a greater friend in this world than what there is any place. To get to know this man named Jesus. And you know how? Because they see him through you. They see him through you. That's a great responsibility to have. It is. But don't you want that? Wouldn't you want that for your children? Wouldn't you want that for your nieces and your nephews, for those that are observing you and watching you? What influence do you want to have on them in this life? We can have an influence on them. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Lord. We can have an influence on them with the drinking, with the partying, with the running around. And believe me, that's an influence. It's an influence. It can have an effect on their life. And a lot of the time it does. It affects them. Or we can have an influence of
of Jesus to help them make it to heaven, to live an eternity with him. Now, can't we just put this in the scale and weigh it out? What is most important? What, I mean, I guess it comes down to what is most important to you? I mean, because it's obvious. I mean, it makes just logical sense to say that salvation and heaven and those things are so much more important than watching them learn the earthly things, maybe some of our bad habits. So we already know what is best. But sometimes it's hard to do what is best. You have an influence on your family. You are the leader of the family. You are the head of your household. You have a great responsibility before. And you know how that we're going to know how to do that? Through this book right here. It tells us exactly how that it is that we need to live. What it is that we need to pass along. It's up to us to decide what is most important. Will you decide? Would you be willing to change your life if you knew that it would change the lives of your family members for the best? Not just for the better, for the best. That it couldn't get any greater, couldn't get any better. Would you be willing to do that for yourself and them? Or are we so stubborn and stuck in our ways that we would refuse it, even though that the Lord would show us that that is what is needful in our life? Well, I tell you, I think we're treading some dangerous ground. You know, I've just told you of one. It's already 12 o'clock. I've got a list here of different things that I could tell you that God pinpointedly did for me in my life, where I was in a hopeless state, didn't know what was going on, didn't know how it was going to happen, but he worked it out. And now it's obvious. It's obvious what he can do. It's obvious what he wants to do in our lives. It's just whenever we're willing to give ourselves up, give ourselves over to him, that'll change your life. And it'll change your family's life. It'll change your children's life. Because they're watching you. They're watching you, my friends. We got a short one here that we'll tell you about. Jimmy's able to work on a car, tear it apart, put it back together. I'm good to put gas in a car. Don't know a whole lot about one. That I decide that I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Change brakes on a car. Disc brakes, no problem. Drum brakes, I can do it anyway. No problem. Springs, more springs. Take them all apart. Lay them on the ground. Oh my goodness. And I'm thinking, I can't put this back together. And I couldn't. I didn't have a clue. Start one. Didn't have a clue how to do this. Now this is amazing. It really is that this happened. And I know it may seem kind of trivial to a lot of people that you would put so much. But hey, do you know how much it costs to have your brakes changed? That's not cheap. So I was going to do it myself. So I got all the brakes off. They're laying down on the ground. And I'm thinking, boy, it's going to cost me like crazy to have to take it someplace or tow it someplace or whatever to have them work on the brakes. So I go pray. I'm telling you right now, I go and pray and I say, Lord, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know the first thing about putting these things back together. I said, I need your help. Now, you can blame me or not, but I went right back out there and picked up exactly what I needed to pick up and to put back. I don't know how. I'm serious. I don't have a clue how I got through that. You're probably thinking, and you still drove that car? I did whenever I knew that it was the Lord helping me put that back together. And we got it back together, and everything worked fine. I don't change drum brakes anymore.
not even going to think about it. But I'm just telling you that God is faithful. He's faithful in the little bitty things that we think that are nothing, which some people would think that is nothing. At the moment in the time, believe me, it was monumental in my life. It was. But God is faithful, my friend, to us. Fathers, let's make sure that we are just and try to be just as faithful as what He is to us, to those that we are trying to help them to see Him through us. That's so important. It'll change your life. But if you think about it, if you really think about what it is that you're doing, boy, I tell you, how could we do it any other way? To see the influence that you're going to have. I often think about some of those, and many of you, as I've watched you raise your children and see them become the men and the women that they have and the pillars that they have become in their churches that they go to. That was consistency. That was love. That was devotion. That was giving them the very best that you could give them. It didn't have a whole lot to do with the cars and the clothes and all those other things, but you gave them the very best that you had to give them. And it's evident in their life. You got something to be proud of. I believe so. Proud because the Lord worked those things out in your life. God is faithful. Let's be faithful also to Him. Song leader, give us a song. Let's just honor the Lord. He is our Heavenly Father. He is so good, so wonderful to us. Reflect. These were times of reflection that we read. They were reflecting back upon things that had happened in their life. Difficult things, hard things. Jeremiah has seen hard things and difficult things, but he also noticed that there's still hope because he was on the right side. May the Lord bless you. Would you stand with us, please?